It's an understatement to say that Wisconsin's known for its beer. Some of the nation's most well-known brews are products of Wisconsin, and the microbrewing scene is exploding in popularity. But arguably, Wisconsin's most iconic beer of all time, Pabst Blue Ribbon, has for years been unable to call Wisconsin home.
Well, a new group is trying to change that. When recent reports suggested that the California-based owner of Pabst is looking to sell the company, a group of Milwaukee residents got together with a goal in mind: bring Pabst Brewing Company back to the city it was born in. And so the Bring Pabst Blue Ribbon Home movement was born. And they'd like to see Milwaukee buy the company and adopt a community ownership model similar to that of the Green Bay Packers.
We've got two of the group's organizers with us now, Nikolai Chacho and Erica Wolf. Nikolai, hello to you.
Hi, thanks so much for having us on.
And Erica, welcome to you as well.
Hi, thanks so much.
So, Nikolai, let's start with you. Let's get some background. Milwaukee was home to Pabst Brewing for a long time. When did that change?
So, well, it depends on what you mean by home. That's a question that's fundamentally based on two different things. One is ownership, and one is operations. So it was brewed in Milwaukee for a very long time, and in a sense, it's still brewed here. PBR is currently a brand that, and most of the brewing is done under contract of MillerCoors. So it's still brewed here at MillerCoors breweries.
And now there are reports that the current owner is looking to sell Pabst, and that's where your group comes in. Why advocate for Pabst to come back to Milwaukee?
Yeah, so things began, I guess there are two separate stories here. And one story is the history of Milwaukee over the long period. I think one of the most important lessons that we can take from Milwaukee's history is that jobs and capital have been really fluid. They've come into the city and they've also left the city without much sort of anchoring. And so thinking about these issues, the question came up, how do we anchor jobs to the city? How do we anchor ownership to the city so that the benefits of ownership are something that is dispersed amongst residents locally? But then the other story is how this project got started, which was very simple. One morning I was reading about how Pabst, the current owners of Pabst were thinking about selling, and the idea popped up. Well, Pabst is from Milwaukee. Why doesn't Milwaukee own it? It's a new kind of novel idea, large-scale community ownership. But it's also a very exciting idea, and it's one we've been happy to participate in. So I started the Facebook page, and, you know, the rest just sort of caught on like wildfire. And people immediately started liking the page, and we got contacted by various media sources, and the discussion has blown up since then.
All right, exciting. Well, let's talk to Eric a little bit about this. So it's been the issue has blown up, getting a lot of support in Milwaukee. As far as the plan for bringing Pabst, the ownership, to Milwaukee, Erica, can you flesh that out a little bit more? How would that work exactly, and do you think it could actually happen?
Well, I mean, I think of course anything's possible. I mean, when we think creatively about the economic situation we face in the city of Milwaukee and all over this country, that I think it's really important that we're thinking creatively and innovatively about how to bring the money, the immense wealth of this country, to benefit the public good. And so a big part of this project is obviously thinking about how to finance the purchase. I mean, Pabst Brewing Company is not a small company. So when we think about lots of other ways that we raise money for new projects, we think about sales tax. This is an option people have brought up to us. You talk about municipal bonding. You talk about angel investors. There's a lot of options about how we put together the money to make a sale. But ultimately, you know, as I'm sure you all know from following the story briefly, you know, we've sent letters to the city of Milwaukee's mayor and our alder people, and we had residents from all 15 districts in the city sign those letters, as well as people all over Wisconsin and all over the country. And then we've also sent a letter to the owners of the company, both of the CEOs and ultimately the purchaser of the company. And we've asked all of these folks to sit down with us to seriously consider this idea. And so, you know, we're sort of transitioning from capturing the excitement that came with the idea and funneling this into a serious negotiated sale where we're talking with major donors, talking about municipal ownership, and ultimately about how how the public has democratic oversight of the revenue that comes in from the purchase of the company.
And how do you see Milwaukee benefiting from this, maybe even in terms of jobs and what types of jobs would come to the area?
Well, yeah, and thank you for asking that, because, you know, we really see this, you know, in addition to being about public ownership and about benefiting the common good, this is also about corporate responsibility. And we see that if we're in a leadership role, you know, those of us who have been keeping this project alive and doing these interviews, and also the people who have responded, you know, the thousands of people who have responded saying, you know, they'd like to buy a share. You know, we really are interested in making sure that PAFS is a company that is corporate, you know, has ethics of corporate responsibility. So we're talking about living wage jobs. We're talking about union brewery jobs. You know, we would like to see the history of PAFS labor record is a little spotty, right? And during the sales in the 90s, we saw the brewery close in the city and a lot of workers lost their jobs. But also we saw that retirees, you know, lost their promised health care plans, and we'd like to see that fixed. You know, we'd like to see that those workers get their, those retirees get their health care plans reinstated.
And in our last 30 seconds here, Nicolai, yeah. I want to go to you. What do you think the brand means to Milwaukee? What does Pabst Blue Ribbon mean?
Well, people have a real emotional, nostalgic connection to the brand. But I think the important question is who owns it and who benefits from it? Because if we want to go beyond nostalgic emotional connection, we need to really, really, really rethink the nature of ownership and the nature of benefiting from these large-scale institutions. And so I think, importantly, the idea of bringing PBR back to Milwaukee opens up this discussion about alternative forms of ownership, including municipal and community-based ownership. And that's where real meaning exists.
Well, Nicolai and Erica, thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
That was Nicolai Chacho and Erica Wolf, organizers with the Bring PBR Home movement.